Which way will Arizona go? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It happened to a florist in Washington State, to a baker in Oregon, to a photographer in New Mexico. All of them were told they must offer their services for gay marriages on the same basis as they would for a straight marriage, even though they insisted would make them a party to the sinful behavior of their customers. So as a precaution, Arizona lawmakers passed SB 1062.
1062 is about one thing only, that Americans, Arizonans, should be free to live and work according to their faith.
Kathy Herod of the Center for Arizona Policy. Now, I know the Bible appears to warn Christians themselves not to be gay. But does God condemn a non-gay Christian for doing business with gay people when the law requires it? Being that he's all-knowing and able to read what's in your heart, he would know that you don't necessarily agree with everything your customers do, right? So what this really seems to be about is people who want the state to protect them from cultural change. And I know these feelings run deep, so since the states are the laboratories of democracy, perhaps it's time to let one of them establish itself as a Christian homeland, perhaps in a semi-arid part of the West, sort of a Christian version of Israel, except Christians would be the permanent majority. The stores would be closed on Sunday, everyone turns the other cheek, gives strangers the coat off their back, proudly says Merry Christmas, dines with the underclass, and no business need explain why they're okay serving individual gays with multiple partners, but not monogamous gay couples. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.